News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Jamaica Public Service Company and the Caribbean Maritime Institute, CMI, have signed a memorandum of understanding for the replacement of 200 streetlights with LED lighting. The over $5 million contract will see students of CMI retrofitting streetlights in sections of Rockford Community and along the Harborview Roundabout, as well as the corridor leading to Port Royal. Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Philip Polwell says the project will result in significant savings on electricity costs and create employment for residents.
Residents from several communities extending beyond Eastern Kingston to embrace some in Southern and Eastern St. Andrew will also be involved. A critical part of the next stage of this project is the development of smart street lighting technology, which includes the use of broadband communication and GPS to reduce the likelihood of streetlight theft.
Minister Polwell was speaking at the recent contract signing ceremony in Kingston. The Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining is ensuring that maximum security features are installed on the tablets to be distributed under the Tablets in Schools initiative. 38 schools island-wide will receive tablet computers during the pilot phase of the project. Junior Technology Minister Julian Robinson says the security features are geared at protecting the devices in the event of loss or theft.
The tablet is of no value or use to someone who may want to steal it. If someone steals the tablet, it can be tracked and traced using GPS technology, so you can find out where the person is physically, and it can narrow it down to a building. And you can also shut down the tablet, and you can also wipe out the content. So we want to make it very clear to persons who may have nefarious intentions that there's really nothing to gain by trying to steal one of these tablets.
Minister Robinson was speaking at a GIS think tank session Thursday. PetroJam has donated $3 million to the Jamaica Fire Brigade, JFB. Manager of Safety, Environment and Quality at PetroJam, Leon Jarrett, says the funds should assist the public education efforts of the JFB.
We hope the donation will fund some of your public education initiative, especially the National Fire Awareness Week. This donation will contribute to Mr. Ibans and others continuing the public education program to prevent fires.
Mr. Jarrett was speaking at the handing over ceremony in Kingston Tuesday. The Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation, KSAC, met 52% of its annual property tax collection target during the first quarter of this fiscal year.
The council completed its first quarter of this financial year on June 30th. And at the end of this period, we achieved a 16% increase in our own source revenue over the corresponding period of the last financial year.
Mayor of Kingston, Senator Angela Brown Burke, speaking at the monthly sitting of the KSAC in downtown Kingston Tuesday. Meanwhile, the mayor says the council will be seeking to install energy-efficient equipment to cut costs. Senator Brown Burke says an ongoing energy audit at the KSAC will be completed by the end of August, after which recommendations will be made for controlling expenditure. Acting Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Derek Kellyer says the technology being used by farmers at the New Forest Duff House Agro Park in Manchester has turned the once desolate area into a well-run farm.
Clearly, the farmers have done a lot of work here. They have accepted the new technologies that are being offered, which is the way to go where agriculture is concerned now. And we can see from the kind of produce and the yields that are here that this intervention has turned what would have been a desert into an oasis. And really, the production here is very, very high. It is helping to balance the difficulties that we are experiencing in other areas.
The minister was speaking with journalists following a tour of the park Monday. The nine agro-parks are projected to realize foreign exchange savings of $4 billion and provide employment for over 5,000 persons when fully implemented. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Ruth Ann Carr.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.